My name's Gary Strachan, and I set up a company called Deadly Hair Dude. We're a not-for-profit Indigenous and special needs training program, and we predominantly go out to remote Indigenous communities and teach locals how to cut and style hair. We've also started up horticulture, and the whole idea is that we have food security in remote communities and give people job opportunities.
And how did you come up with this idea, and how long has it been running for?
It's been running for nearly 4 years, and the way I came up with the idea is I was working as an actual lawyer, and I kept seeing the same people going back into prison all the time, and I thought Indigenous people were being overrepresented in prisons. And so what I wanted to do was provide some job opportunities, because I noticed that the people who were being put into prison were people who had less chance of a job or didn't have a job at all. So that's where I decided that I would try and sort of stop people from going to prison in the first instance. And I also go into the correctional facilities if they're actually sadly got into prison, and help them to train so that when they come out, they don't end up going straight back in again.
And do you also do hairdressing as well?
Yes, I've been a hairdresser for 44 years.
Oh, that's awesome. And how did you first, get into it?
I went overseas to try and play soccer as a profession, and it was freezing cold. I was over in England and Scotland, and it was freezing cold. Left from Darwin, 33 degrees, and then went to minus 20, and I realised I needed a job indoors while I was trying out. And so I went to the job centre and said, I want a job and I don't care what it is as long as it's indoors. And they said, the only job we've got is apprentice hairdresser.
So oh, wow.
That's how I started.
That's a very interesting story. And then you went on to do law?
Yes. Yep. So about 20-odd years later, I decided that I would try and give something back to society, and so I thought the way to do that was to actually study law and then go and work for legal aid and fight for people who couldn't fight for themselves.
Yeah.
Well, I quickly realised that, sadly, it's not just about fighting for people who can't fight for themselves. It's about providing opportunities to try and stop them in the first place from breaking the law.
Mm. And Deadly Hair Dude sees young Indigenous people learning the art of hair as well as receiving a certificate too in hairdressing. How has this program been beneficial to Indigenous communities?
Well, they absolutely love it. I mean, we've got something like 77 communities here in the Northern Territory plus another 40 or so homelands. And so what happens is that there's just no hairdressers. And so the services that we take for granted, and that is just going along and getting a haircut at the corner store whenever you want, in these remote communities don't have that service. And so when we come in, they're so excited to have their hair done, and everyone in the whole community turns up. It's like a rock star's just turned up in the community. Everyone is there, and everyone's excited to have something done with their hair.
Mm. And you also expanded, as you mentioned, from hairdressing into horticulture and aquaculture training. And when did you make the decision to expand and grow the business? And how has that been received by the community as well?
So what I found was, in the Northern Territory we have wet seasons. So sometimes the roads get flooded out, and also the train line. And that means that food doesn't get through to the shopping centres. And it's even worse out in communities. And so I thought, look, people need to try and look after their own food security. And so teaching them to grow fruits and vegetables, biosecurity, pollination service, beehives, all those sort of things are all industries, all jobs in places where there's very little employment opportunities. So Deadly Hair Dude's about widening out into basically everything and anything that will help people have employment in these remote places.
And from the people who have graduated from the program, what things have they been able to go on to achieving?
Well, so my first Indigenous hairdresser who went through, she's gone on to open up her own company. She was the office manager at NAJA, which is the Aboriginal League of Service in Northern Territory. She's gone on to open up her own driving academy to help people from all the road accidents and dangerous driving out in communities. Others have gone on to run their own businesses. Others are working in our system. One's my partner, who was homeless. She was homeless at the time, and her children had been taken off her. She had no money. She had no prospects, living on the streets. And now she's got somewhere to live. She's got her children back. She's got money in her pocket. It's really life-changing stuff that's happening by providing somebody a job. Look, it doesn't solve every single problem, but it's a really good start.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the benefits like health, well-being, self-esteem, and also a big congratulations on recently being awarded the 2024 Council of Small Business Organisations Australia National Small Business Champion Award. Sorry, that's a lot to get out. at the National Business Summit. You must be so proud of that. And what was that moment like for you to be awarded?
It was really unreal, actually, because I was sitting there having my dinner. I'd been invited down to be a guest speaker by the Hairdressing Council of Australia, and they'd asked me a whole heap of questions. And I thought it was about, what am I going to say when I get up and do my part? But in actual fact, they nominated me for the award. I didn't even know I was nominated. And so what happened was I'm sitting there eating my dinner, and then they call out my name.
A big surprise.
So it was a really big shock.
Yeah.
It's really something that helps Deadly Hair Dude when we apply for different things or when we go into communities to show that we're actually making a change and that people should jump on board and have us come and teach them and get involved.
Mm. And finally, what are your hopes for the future of Deadly Hair Dude and continuing to create opportunities within community?
What I'm hoping is that actually we start training in all the schools for the kids who really are not quite as academic as someone else, and mental health use, suicide, drugs and alcohol, detention centres, basically have some opportunities, and not just hairdressing, but anything, any career. Set up sort of trade-type schools where they can, for the vulnerable.
Mm.
And it needs to be modified and changed so that, there's people who are completely illiterate. But, it doesn't mean that they can't work or that they can't learn. So that's my goals and hopes, that I want to provide job opportunities and training in industry out in remote communities so that we move away from a welfare-type system and have that, restore that pride and self-esteem, and have people have their own employment, their own money, and their own pathway to their future and what they want to achieve.
Yeah, well, you're doing amazing work in the community, and congratulations again on your award. A big surprise for you, but also very well earned. And thank you so much for coming on NITV Radio for a chat.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really a pleasure.